奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
今天这篇道理应该是传道在俄麦教会最后一堂讲道了。
Tonight's sermon will be my last sermon in Gombak Church.
但是我要告诉大家。
But I would like to tell all of you.
我一见你我就笑。
I will smile whenever I see you.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们一同来从圣经上来分享。来勉励这篇信息。
From the Bible together, we will share on this message.
兄弟，我一见你就笑。
Brethren, whenever I see you, I will smile.
我们的人生总有相见的时候。
And every time, in our lives, we will have times where we meet.
有时会相见很多次。
Sometimes we meet very often.
但是当我们相见时
，But when we meet,
是一见你就笑。还是一见你就哭
？Do we smile when we meet each other, or do we cry when we see each other?
是一见你就高兴，还是一见你就生气
？Do we rejoice when we see each other, or do we get angry?
我想，这些是我们几乎每一个人都有过的这种心情，这种经历。
I believe this is the experience that most of us, or every one of us, has gone through.
我们今天从圣经上来看，我一见你。就笑。
From the Bible tonight, we will be studying. I will smile when I see you.
这是一篇简单却又深刻的信息。
It's a very simple and yet very deep, memorable message.
我一见你就笑。
I will smile when I see you.
这不是世俗的轻浮，一种轻浮的态度，不是。
This is not a kind of casual feeling in the world.
而是因为认识了主，认识了救恩，有着天国的盼望。而内心涌流出来的一种喜乐。
It is a kind of joy that swells up in the heart when we come to meet and know the Lord God and find hope in salvation.
简单说，就是一个蒙恩人，他的内心自然的一种流露。
In simple words, this is the honest feelings out of the bottom of the heart when we meet someone.
你我都是蒙恩的人。
We are all who received grace.
那我们蒙恩人的内心有没有常常这种自然的流露呢
？And we as people who have received grace, do you show this true joy from the bottom of your heart?
见到大家是满心愤怒还是满心喜乐呢
？When we see each other, do we fill our heart with anger or with joy?
一个蒙恩的人应该是充满着笑容。
One who has received grace, you ought to have a smile on your face.
不是说他没有困难，不是说他没有忧愁。
Not to say that he has no sorrows or he has no troubles.
但因为主的恩、主的爱、主的救赎，让他的内心满满的充满着感恩，充满着喜乐。
But by the grace and the love and the passion of the salvation of the Lord, our hearts are filled with joy and love.
有一句话这样说。
There's a saying.
笑容是内心里面的阳光。
Our smiles reflect the sunlight in our heart.
是那么的清洁。
It is so pure.
是那么的善良。
It is so kind.
是那么的热情。
It is so passionate.
我一见你就笑。
When I see you, I smile.
那是清洁。
This is pure.
那是热情。
This is passion.
那是善良。
This is kindness.
因为笑容是内心里面的一道阳光。
Because smile is the sunlight reflected from the heart.
你听过这句话吗
？Have you heard of this saying?
当我们遇见主耶稣的时候
，When we come to meet Jesus,
请问你第一个反应是什么
？What would be your first reaction?
当你听到耶稣的事的时候
，If you hear about the matters of Jesus,
我一见你就笑
，And I will smile.
谁呀、啊？谁见到耶稣就笑
？Who will smile when he sees Jesus？
真的笑得很快乐，很快乐。
Who will smile with great joy？
我们来看《路加福音书》十九章。
We turn the gospel according to Luke chapter 19。
《路加福音书》十九章一到六节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 1 to 6。
这是我们很熟悉的撒该遇见主的一个事迹。
This is a very familiar incident to us that Zacchaeus has met Jesus。
许多人都在遇见耶稣，看到耶稣。
Many people were meeting Jesus and seeing Jesus。
但不是每个遇见主的人都会改变的。
But not everyone who sees Jesus would change。
不是每个看到主耶稣的人都会笑的。
Not everyone who sees Jesus would smile。
这个罪人，这个撒该，这个税吏长见到耶稣的时候，他笑了。
But this particular sinner Zacchaeus。The chief tax collector, he sees Jesus and he smiles.
这就是我们题目所说的，我一见你就笑。
This is as our topic goes, I smile.
而且这个笑不是一般的笑。
This is not any ordinary smile.
来，我们来看一节到六节。
We look at verse 1 to verse 6.
一、三，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。 他要看看耶稣是怎样的，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从哪里经过。耶稣到了哪里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。这篇道理是我们讲道人时常有讲到，时常有提到的。
This passage is often repeated in the sermons.
所以里面的细节、里面的道理、教训、传道就不再重复了。
I will not repeat the content or the message of this sermon.
我们要讲的就是，他一见到耶稣，他真的就笑了。
I would like to talk about he actually really smiled when he saw Jesus.
而且这种笑呢，是真正发自内心里的充满着喜乐。
This was a sincere smile from the bottom of his heart, full of joy.
所以当他听到耶稣，他不但只见到耶稣，也听到耶稣说，今天要到他家里去。
Not only did he see Jesus, he also heard that Jesus asked him to receive him in his house.
他本来看到耶稣就已经很快乐了，听到耶稣要去他家，他更加的快乐呀。
Initially, he saw Jesus and he was already full of joy, and now he is given the chance to invite Jesus.
这里说急忙下来，很快的，立马的，赶快的，冲哦。马上就下来，高高兴兴地接待耶稣。
Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Make haste and come down and receive me in your house."
这种笑呢，是一种的，我们发现到是一种的觉悟，一种突然间醒过来、明白过来。
This kind of smile is actually a sign of realization.
他到底明白了什么
？What kind of realization did he have?
他其实他有很多东西。
There were a lot of things.
他在世上有哪一样他没有的呢
？And is there anything in the world that he did not own?
他不单只是财主，他是个大财主。
He was not just rich; he was a very rich man.
有钱还有什么买不到？有钱还有什么享受不到的呢
？Was there anything that he could not enjoy in his life?
有钱也一大把，就一大半盆，有一大半人跟踪你，一大半人在赞美你的呀。
And when he was rich, he had a lot of friends and a lot of people following him.
你要吃山珍海味，哪一天没有呢
？And he could have all the sumptuous feasts every day.
你要一群的猪狗朋友也好，说什么朋友都好，都一群人每天都跟着你，那怎么会没有呢
？He would have a lot of fake friends following him every day.
可是他总感觉到他的人生、他的生命很虚空。
But he still felt that his life was empty.
讲钱他有钱啊
，And he had money.
讲朋友他一群一大堆朋友、啊。
He had plenty of friends.
你管他是酒肉朋友，反正就是一起吃吃喝喝的朋友了。
And without considering whether they are false friends or true friends.
你讲要享受，他哪一天没有享受的呢
？And he would have enjoyment every day.
那为什么他总感觉到自己很虚空，很悲伤
？How is it that he still felt so empty and void in his heart?
他甚至没有快乐。
He did not have joy.
突然间，他看到耶稣。
Suddenly, he saw Jesus.
我一见你，我就笑。
I smile when I see you.
我内心就充满着喜乐。
My heart is filled with joy.
而且是真正的喜乐。
This is true joy.
原来他当他看到耶稣的时候
，When he saw Jesus,
因为第三节说他爬上树就是为了要看耶稣的呀。
Verse 3 tells us that he climbed up the tree in order to see Jesus.
他一看到耶稣，他的反应是什么？他的表现是什么
？What was his reaction when he saw Jesus?
他突然间明白。
He suddenly came to realization.
这个就是我要的。
This is what I want.
这个就是我生命中缺乏的。
This is what I lack in my life.
我生命要的原来是耶稣。
What I need in my life is Jesus.
不是金钱
，not money.
不是享受
，not enjoyment.
不是朋友
，not friends.
我原来我生命中最需要的是主耶稣呀。
What I truly need in my life is Jesus.
所以他笑了。
Therefore he smiled.
当耶稣说要到他家去，他更加的高兴。
When Jesus asked him to invite him to his house, he was overjoyed.
他以为他听错了。
He thought he misheard it.
他没有听错。
He did not mishear.
他听得很清楚。
He heard it clearly.
耶稣说，我今天要到你的家。
Jesus said, "For today I will stay at your house."
不只是到你家做做客，耶稣说要住在你家哟。
Not just to visit you, but to stay at your house.
你知道他为什么更快乐吗
？Why was he overjoyed?
原来犹太人的风俗是这样。
But Jewish customs.
他请你喝一杯水。
And if one treats you to gives you a drink,
他请你喝一杯水
，gives you a drink,
就是表示我跟你做朋友。
And that means that he wants to befriend you.
啊。如果他请你吃饭
，If he treats you to a meal，
那是很少的
，which is rare，
那表示他要跟你做好朋友
，that means he wants to be a good friend with you。
如果他说他要请你到他家去住，去住
，If he wants you to receive him in your house，
那是什么知道吗
？What does that mean？
要跟你做永远的朋友
，He wants you to be friends forever。
他是一个罪人啊
！But he is a sinner。
大家都看不起他的，那些法利赛人都轻视他的呀。
The Pharisees despised him。
啊， 在这些圣洁人的面前，这些属灵人面前，这些讲道理人的面前，他是抬不起头来的，再有钱也抬不起头来的。
In the presence of this righteous, so-called righteous people or the Pharisees, and he was one who would not be able to lift up his head.
不是请他喝一杯水。
This is not just an invitation for a drink.
也不是请他吃一餐饭。
Or a meal.
是要住在他家里。
But he was to invite Jesus to stay.
要跟他做永远的朋友，永远的朋友，听好哦。
To be eternal friends.
我哪里配哦？
What, how am I worthy?
我一见你我就笑。
But I smile when I see you.
这个笑是发自内心真正的流露，真正的喜乐。
This smile was out of the bottom of my heart.
也原来也是一种觉悟，对人生的觉悟，对世界的觉悟，对金钱的觉悟。
It was also his realization of life towards money.
我以前以为有好人生最重要要有钱。
And in the past, I thought money was most important.
要成功，要有家庭，要有孩子，要有很漂亮的家车，要有很好的房子。
I have to achieve.
这个很需要，很重要的。
I need to achieve a great success in my life. I have to have a house, have a car. 今
天多少人已经驾了很好的车
？So how many of us are already driving a car?
很豪华的房子。
Or living in a good house?
也常常去旅行去享受。
Or you travel the world quite often?
这些都有了。
We all
为什么内心还是觉得很悲伤、很空虚
？But how is it that we are still feeling empty in
the world？ 为什么总感觉都没有满足的、空空的？赚了一些钱还是空空的
？How is it that
吃了很好吃的东西也觉得空空的
？We earn some money and we are still able to enjoy some things, and yet we still feel empty.
你说有快乐吗
？Do you think you have happiness？
不过那个快乐很快一下子而已，然后就没有了。
Yes, you have very fleeting happiness.
这叫做快乐，很快的乐，那就没有快乐，
This is
知道吗
？Fleeting happiness, it passes very fast.
我到底缺乏什么？
What do I lack?
到底生命中需要的是什么
？What do I need in my life?
原来是主耶稣。
I need the Lord.
兄弟
，brethren，
你有没有这样的认识？你信主耶稣这么久，你常常到教会来见主耶稣，你有没有这样的觉悟啊
？You have believed in the Lord Jesus quite often, and you come to church very often, but do you realize this?
这就为什么刚才我们要唱诗那个多少首啊？
240首
呀。这个意思就是很喜乐的跟耶稣来交往。
That's why we sang the hymn 240, which means it is joyful for us to meet Jesus.
来，我们再从圣经看。
From the Bible,
我一见你就笑，到底见到什么就笑呢
？I smile when I see you. What do I see?
我一见到锡安，一见到耶路撒冷，我就笑了。
When I see Zion, when I see Jerusalem, I smile.
为何见到耶路撒冷就会笑
？Why do I smile when I see Jerusalem？
为何心中涌流出一种喜乐的泉源，一直的涌出来
？Why is that this a spring of joy a welling in my heart？
我们来看到底是什么原因
？Let's look at what are the reasons？
请看诗篇126篇。
Return to Psalm 126。
我们读一节到三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3。
来，一二三。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人，我们满口嬉笑，满色欢呼的时候，外邦人中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事哦，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。这段圣经啊，在说明什么？
What does this passage of the Bible
说明那些以色列民回到故国，回到耶路撒冷的时候，一见到锡安，一见到耶路撒冷，一见到圣城就笑了。我一见你就笑。
It expresses their joy when they came back to their homeland to Jerusalem. When they saw Zion, they smiled.
这一篇是以色列民蒙神大恩。回归而写下的欢乐诗篇，快乐诗篇。
This psalm is a psalm of joy, written by receiving the grace of God that they are able to return to Jerusalem.
里面充满了欢乐，充满了感恩。
It is a psalm full of joy and thanksgiving.
甚至他们回到耶路撒冷，还感觉到好像是在做梦，这是不可能的。
So much so that when they set foot in Jerusalem, they were feeling as though they were dreaming.
哦，被掳到巴比伦70年，国家也没有了，圣殿也没有了。70年，有些人已经死在巴比伦了。很多人已经死在巴比伦了。
They had been exiled in Babylon for 70 years, and many of them have passed away.
你从一岁开始被掳到巴比伦，到那时已经70岁了。那时的古代 很多人活不过七十岁的，知道吗？
If you were 1 year old when you were exiled, and you would have passed away in the 70th year.
除非你在创世纪那个时代了，几百岁，那个没问题了。
And this was not the time during Genesis where they would live up to 100 years.
摩西时代都讲强壮的才可以到80岁，一般就70岁。
In the time of Moses, and Moses already said that the stronger ones would live up to more than 80 years old.
他们是没有机会回到耶路撒冷。
But they wouldn't have a chance to return to Jerusalem by then.
更不要说看到圣殿。
Not to mention to see the holy temple.
所以当他们真的回到耶路撒冷的时候，
when they finally made it back to Jerusalem,
他们感觉到我们好像在做梦。到底是在做梦还是真实？
That they were dreaming as though they didn't know it, they didn't believe that it was true.
不是做梦啊，这是真实的呀。
This is not a dream. This is real.
神把他们从巴比伦带回他们的家故国。
The Lord God had brought them back from Babylon to their homeland.
重新可以再建立圣殿，建立他们的信仰。
To once again rebuild their holy temple, their faith.
这不是个恩典吗？
Wasn't this grace?
这绝对不是做梦，这是真实的恩典。
This was not just a dream, this is real.
那我们今天不是这样子吗？
But isn't it the same for us?
为什么我们今天看到圣殿，看到来到神的家，我们没有这样的欢乐，没有这样的充满着喜乐呢？为什么会没有呢？
How is it that today when we come to the holy temple, the house of God, we don't feel this much joy?
是不是我们没有被掳过，没有受过，没有破碎过？
Is it because we have never been exiled, we have not been broken before?
难道信仰真的要一无所有了？到重新拥有的时候，你才会觉得是恩典吗？
Really,
你才会觉得是要珍惜吗？
Does it really take a persecution where you lose everything before you finally find that your faith is precious?
你们没有受过，我们的父母亲已经受过很多苦了。
You have not suffered too much, but your parents have.
我们的父母，包括我们的阿公阿嬷也受了很多苦了，所以他们都很珍惜这个信仰。很珍惜真耶稣教会。
Your grandparents or your great grandparents, they have suffered a lot and they cherish this faith.
好，那因为真的不是做梦，是真真实实的恩典。
And true enough, this is not a dream. This is a real grace.
同时，我们在这一篇也看到，我们的信仰人生。
From this passage, we also see our life of faith.
我们的信仰人生是什么呢？
What is our life of faith like?
信仰人生有撒种，有收割。
There is sowing, there is reaping.
有我们的人信仰人生有流泪，也有欢呼。
And there is a shedding of tears. There are also shouts of joy.
不是说一整天都在笑的，没有流泪的，不是。
It is not that every day of your life you will smile.
有流泪，也有欢呼的。
You also shed tears and you also rejoice.
好，我们来读这个五节到六节。
We read verse 5 to verse 6.
一二三。流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐带何困回来。这就是我们的信仰人生咯。
This is our life of faith.
你有撒种吗？
Have you been sowing?
有撒种一定有收割。
Surely you will reap.
很多人一直埋怨说没有收割，没有果子。
Many people keep complaining there are nothing to reap.
你一直埋怨没有收成，没有果子，那请问你有撒种吗？
You keep saying that there's no harvest, but have you been sowing?
你都没有撒种，没有去耕种，你就要想要有收割，你在做梦吗？做白日梦吗？
You have never sown anything, you have never planted. Do you?
你信仰不努力，也不爱神，贪爱世界，然后你说要看到神的荣耀，然后你说要被圣灵充满。你在做梦吗？
You have not been putting in any effort in your life of faith, and yet you expect to see God's grace. Are you dreaming?
都没有真正去爱过你的神，去认真的追求你的信仰，然后你说你
You have never put,
要进天国。
You have never put in any effort in loving the Lord God, and yet you say you want to enter heaven.
进天国绝对不是这样的。
It is not the way to enter heaven.
是要撒种的。
You have to sow.
然后撒种才有收割。
You sow seeds and then you wait.
而且过程呢，有流泪，也有欢呼，有快乐，也有悲伤的。
You wait for the harvest time to reap, and there's a process full of joy and also sorrows.
无论信仰人生有多么的泛滥，多么的悲伤。
Albeit that your life of faith is full of sorrows.
这里的应许告诉我们。至终一定会欢欢喜喜带着何困回家。
The psalm here tells us that that the promise about the time of reaping where we'll reap in joy.
我一见耶路撒冷，一回到锡安，我就笑了。我一见到锡安，我就笑了。
When I see Jerusalem, when I see Zion, I smile.
这些人心中虽然被掳到巴比伦，心中还惦记着国家。心中还惦记着圣殿，还惦记着他们的神。
These were the group of people who had been desiring to come to come back to the house of God, the temple of God.
他们每一天都等待这一天，每一天都盼望这一天的到来。
Every day in their life of exile, they had been expecting and looking forward to this day.
他们不断的撒种，撒下这个希望的种子。
They kept sowing this seed of hope.
依靠神的种子哈，信靠神的种。
This seed of relying on God and trusting.
时候到了，就开花结果，就看到果子了，就收割了，有收成了。
When the time finally came, the seed sprouted and it grew.
所以信仰中无论有多悲伤、多患难。
Therefore, no matter how sad your times of faith, your life of faith is,
请注意，一定是欢欢喜喜的。
Take note that at the end of it, you will all reap in joy.
因为是带着禾捆那个成果回家的。
Because you will be reaping with this harvest to go home.
我一见你就笑。
When I see you, I smile.
这笑原来是经历苦难而流露出来的欢乐。
And this kind of smile is a true joy that you show after affliction.
刚才撒开一见主就笑，那是那一见到主就觉悟的那一种笑，就明白了觉悟了的一种笑。
Just now, Zacchaeus was smiling when he saw Jesus. That was his realization of life.
这里一见到耶路撒冷就笑，是因为经历了苦难，经历了神的管教，而才流露才拥有的欢乐。
But the people of Israel here, they smile when they saw Jerusalem. It is because they have gone through the persecution and the exile as well as the punishment of God.
所以这个笑呢是很珍贵，是很美丽的。
The smile that they showed here was a precious one.
因为他经历过苦难，经历过神的管教的。
Because they underwent the chastisement of God, the punishment of God.
这种笑哦，才耐看，很耐看。
And yet this smile that they showed was indeed a very, very memorable one.
这种笑啊，才会真正的带哈，给神带来喜乐，来带来神的荣耀。
And this smile was what that is truly glorifying to God.
好，我们继续从圣经看，我一见你就笑。
We continue looking at the Bible. When I smile, when I see you, I smile.
为什么你一见你就会笑呢
？Why do I smile when I see you?
因为我见到你的时候，是我生命中最大最大的喜乐。
When I see you, you are my greatest joy.
兄弟
，Brethren，
请问你生命中最大的喜乐是什么
？What is your greatest joy in life?
老婆
，Is it your wife?
孩子
，Your children?
事业、生意
，Your career, your business?
住大屋。驾大车
，being able to stay in big houses and cars，
这些就是你生命中最大的喜乐吗
？Are this your greatest joy？
若神是我们生命中最大的喜乐
，If God is your greatest joy in life，
那肯定当你来朝见神的时候，你会充满着喜乐的。
Surely when you come and see the Lord God in the church, you will be full of joy。
因为我一见你我就笑。
Because when I see you, I smile。
请看诗篇四十二篇。
Return to Psalm 42。
诗篇的四十二篇
，Psalm 42。
四十二篇，我们来读第四节。
We read verse 4。
一二三，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神哪里？神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称谢你。这里啊，这里你看前面哦。诗人本来心中有很多的忧闷，有很多的痛苦。
If you read the previous passages, you will see how the sorrow of this psalmist.
他诗人也自己说，我心中有很多的烦躁，很多不快乐的事情。
The psalmist had also confessed himself that his heart was full of troubles.
其实我也很想快乐。
He wanted to feel joy.
但我总是快乐不起来。
But he couldn't lift his heart.
我也想用笑容面对大家。
He wanted to see everyone with a smile.
但是笑容总是笑不出来。
But he couldn't draw a smile on his face.
那什么时候让诗人心中充满着喜乐欢笑呢
？At what point did he finally find joy in his heart?
他自己见证，自己把他的经验，信仰的经验告诉我们。
And he has a testifying about his own faith.
当他烦闷的时候，当他有压力的时候，当他心里悲伤的时候。我就走到神的祭坛。
When his heart was full of trouble and full of sorrow, he would walk towards the altar of God.
走到神的祭坛，不单只是一种侍奉，不单只是一种敬拜，更是诗人最大的喜乐。
Walking towards the altar, and that's not just a form of worship. That's also the greatest joy to this psalmist.
所以他见证说，我要到我最喜乐的神哪里去呀？那是我最喜乐的事来的呀。
And therefore he testifies that he wants to go to the house of God where he finds the greatest joy.
你看见了吗?
Can you see this?
神是我们生命中最大的喜乐。
That God is our greatest joy in life. Doesn't mean that you are not having any sorrow. Doesn't mean that your life is all smooth sailing.
诗人自己讲, 他的心里都很多痛苦啊,
the psalmist here confesses that his heart was full of sorrow.
这时候,
at this time,
我走到神的祭坛,
I walk towards the altar of God.
我知道,
I know all the more this is a time for me to walk. Because my only source of joy is God.
我现在的悲伤, 我现在的痛苦, 我现在一切的泛滥, 谁能够帮助我, 谁能够帮我,
amidst my sorrows, my afflictions that I'm going through now, who can solve them all?
我已经有很多经验了,
I already experienced
them. 我已经有很多的这, 这种答案了,
I have a lot of answers.
所以很自然的, 我有问题的时候我就走到神的祭坛, 我有悲伤的时候我就走到神的祭坛。
Therefore very naturally, whenever I face such sorrows and troubles, I will walk towards the altar of God.
走到神的祭坛就可以喜乐的吗?
Do you find joy immediately when you walk towards the altar?
是的,
yes, you will.
因为神是我最大的喜乐。
Because God is my greatest joy.
如果神不是你最大的喜乐,
if God wouldn't,
你来一百次, 来一千次都不会喜乐。
You wouldn't find joy no matter how many times.
因为你的心都没有认为神是你最大的快乐, 最大的满足, 你没有这样的认为啊, 没有这样的觉悟啊。
Because you have never, for an instance in your life, recognize God as your joy. Today you come to church, do you feel joy?
你知道来聚会来敬拜, 就是来聚会敬拜咯, 是一个责任咯,
you only come,
信徒要做的工作, 要做的一个敬的责任咯,
you only come as a form of obligation, you want to fulfill your duty.
但是没有快乐的,
but you have no joy.
只是因要做的一件信仰工作而已, 信仰的责任而已,
you only want to do a religious duty.
没有错, 聚会敬拜神是我们信徒神儿女的责任, 没错,
it is true that coming to church for services to worship is a duty.
但是我们却忽略了聚会侍奉神原来是我们到最快乐的神这里来,
the very fact that coming to the church to worship God, it is the greatest joy of our lives. Just as Zacchaeus came to realization, he had money, he had pleasures, he had plenty of friends. But did he have joy? When did he have joy?
他明白了耶稣才是真正他人生的快乐。
He understood that Jesus was his source of joy.
他不但嘴巴这样讲, 我快乐啊我快乐, no, 他把他的家产奉献出来啊, 施舍出来啊。
Not only did he just say this by lip service, he was so happy to offer everything.
这种表达就是说, 这些我不要了啦, 以前我很看重的, 我很吝啬的, 我一块钱都不舍得给人家的。
Previously, he was very stingy of his wealth, and now he was willing to give it all up.
现在自从认识了主, 看见了主, 这些我不要了啦, 你要你拿去吧, 你有需要你拿去吧, 我有一点生活我就够了,
since he was
我不需要太多了, 我不需要太多了。
After he met Jesus, and he was finally able to realize that he didn't need all of that, and he was willing to give away.
它是一种一时冲动吗?
Was it just a moment of impulse?
一个念钱、贪钱、爱钱爱了几十年的人, 会一时冲动把钱财全部奉献吗?
Would someone who adored money so much, would suddenly at the spur of the moment give it all up?
因为他真的觉悟了,
he came to true realization.
真神才是他一生的快乐, 最重要的快乐,
that the Lord Jesus, the true God, is his source of joy.
所以为什么我一见你就笑?
This is why I see you, I will smile.
因为神是我最喜乐的神, 我要到我最喜乐的神哪里去?
God is my God of joy, he gives me joy.
他除了嘴巴说感谢主,
other than saying thank the Lord,
他说他还要弹琴称颂神, 弹琴, 用行动来赞美神。
He says that he would even play the harp to praise the Lord.
意思说对神发出最真诚的赞美, 最真诚的感谢。
That's to give to the Lord his truest praise.
除了赞美神, 他还做什么呢?
Other than praising God, what else did he do?
我们发现到他还拿礼物献给神。
We see that he also offered gifts to God.
哪里有看到他拿礼物献给神?
Where do you see him taking gifts to God?
当他说走到神的祭坛, 走到祭坛的时候, 你就知道他在做什么。
Take note that you would know what he was doing when he had to go to the altar.
当时的百姓不会空手走到祭坛的, 他到祭坛一定有带礼物来的。
And back in these times, the people of Israel would not be going to the temple.
因为祭坛就是献祭的地方，献牛、献羊、献各子、献礼物的地方来的呀。
They would not go to the altar of God empty-handed. This is the place where they offer sacrifices.
你空手来朝见神，你就没有，你就不需要到祭坛那边去啊。 你到祭坛去干什么？都没有拿礼物来。
If you had to go empty-handed, you don't have to go to the altar. You have no sacrifices to offer.
他的赞美，他的感谢，不只是嘴巴讲，他还拿礼物。
Therefore, his thanksgiving and his praises did not come just by lip service. He also brought many gifts.
So, 我们真的以神为乐,
if you regard God as your joy,
那我们自然会对神时常唱诗赞美，这是很自然的。
Very naturally, you will often sing praises to God.
而且同时，我们也会时常做感恩奉献。
At the same time, you will also offer to God with thanksgiving.
小小事情，我们也做感恩奉献。
You will also make offerings to God in matters big and small.
这一切都是那么的自然，这一切是那么的真诚。All
of this would be very natural to you out of the purity of your heart.
我一见你就笑。When
I see you, I smile.
为什么
？Why？
我们看诗篇十七篇。Return
to Psalm 70.
这个理由，我放在我心里几十年了。This
is a reason that I've been keeping in my heart for the past many decades.
好像 60多岁了，更加的渴望，好像越来越渴望。
I'm in my 60s now, and I'm even more thirsty.
我好像在讲道也讲了很多次了。
I mentioned this in my sermons.
这是我心里很渴望的事。In
my heart, I thirst for this.
我一见你我就笑。And
when I see you, I will smile.
诗篇十七篇
，Psalm 70.
我们读15节
，Psalm 17, verse
15。一二三， 至于我。 我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，我就心满意足啊，主耶稣啊！我就心满意足啊，主耶稣。诗人很有信心。The
psalmist is full of faith.
他也很有把握地说。He
was also confident to say.
一定会在神的意中见到你的面，见到神的面，我一定会。Surely,
I will see your face in righteousness.
这不是骄傲。This
is not pride.
这也不是自满自足。This
is not complacency or self.
这是个很纯洁的信心。And
it was a pure faith.
很坚强的信心。It
was a steadfast faith.
而且很有把握。
He was confident.
我一定会在神的意中见到神的面。That
he will surely see the face of God.
请注意哦，神的意是很严格的哦。Take
note that the righteousness of God is strict.
不像这人信了主，信了你没有来聚会的，然后死了，哦，感谢主，他被耶稣接回去了，不是这样的呀。It's
not as easy as just believing in Christ for some time and you pass away and you see the face of God.
我们的丧礼时常有时会面对这种我们很难讲道理的情况。
Sometimes in some funerals, we find some brethren who pass away who make it very hard for us to sermonize.
每个礼拜来守安息日了。
Not to mention them being able to come to church.
一年都没有看到他两三次。
We don't even see them in once in a few years.
才见到那三两次而已，几十年。
But only for many decades.
甚至一些连一两次都没见过的呀。
We might see them once or twice in a few decades.
死了，打个电话来说我死了，为我父亲办丧礼，就这样而已。
But when they pass away, the family call us and want us to conduct the service.
然后他就这样，他就去见主了吗？
Do they see the Lord Jesus that way?
哦，这里不是这样讲。This
is not how the Bible tells us.
我必定在神的意中，必定在意中神的意，神的意是什么？
It is telling us
神国神义，神要求的信仰，神要求的事情。
What is this kingdom and the righteousness of God that God requires of us?
得达到神那个标准，那个义的标准，那个真理的标准，真理的要求。
The benchmark or the standard that the Lord God requires of us.
为什么诗人这么有把握？
Why is the psalmist so confident?
因为他符合了那个神的意啊。
Because he has fulfilled the righteousness of God.
他尽了猪般的意啊，像耶稣说：“我尽了猪般的意，神要求的，神要的，我都尽了去满足他了。”
Just as Jesus has said that he does this to fulfill all righteousness.
因为这样了，信仰尽了力，努力了啦。
That's because he has done his best.
所以才有这样的信心，所以才有这样的把握，所以才会这样讲。
He has done his best in his faith, and therefore he is confident. As for me, I will see God's face in righteousness. Just as Paul sang a song of victory before he passed.
美好的仗我已经打过了。
The good fight I have fought.
所信的我已经守住了，没有离开。
I have kept the faith without departing.
连动摇都没有，连摇动都没有。
I was never shaken in that faith.
路无论多长，那个路我跑尽了。
No matter how long the race I finished.
虽然那个路很艰难，那个路很受伤，那个路流了不少的血，流了不少的眼泪。
No matter how treacherous and how rocky that way was, I shed tears.
但这条路我走完了，走尽了。
And I bled on that road. I finished.
是这样的。
This is how it was.
然后才有信心，有把握说，我一定会再见到神。And
only then I become confident of seeing God.
今天我们什么都没有去努力。
Today you have done nothing.
偶尔来聚一下会，然后就说我要见，我可以见到神。You
come to church some frequently, and you think you can see God.
啊，我醒了的时候，得见神的面，我就心满意足。
When I awake, I will be satisfied in your likeness.
我醒了的时候，我复活的时候醒过来了，我见到神的面，我就笑了，我心满意足，就我的心就笑了，就满足了。
When I awake means in a day when I resurrect, I will be satisfied.
其实这一节圣经是在讲复活见到神的这个预言。
This Bible verse actually is a prophecy of resurrection.
这是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
这是我们的盼望。
Our hope.
这是我们的信心。
Our faith.
我死了。
When I pass, after I die, I will awake.
保罗说，我们不是死了，对不起，我们是睡了。Paul
said that we did not die, we are asleep.
无论你睡多久，都会醒的。No
matter how long you sleep, you will come back, you will wake up.
那时我真的是，我一见你就笑。And
when the time comes, I will see you and I will smile.
我不知道你期不期待这天，我一直都期待这一天的到来。I'm
not sure if you look forward into that day, I look forward to it very much.
但我不知道。
But I don't know.
但是我知道有不少的人不太愿意这一天的到来。But
I do know that many of us do not really look forward into this day.
因为他们见到主的时候，他们就哭了。Because
when they see the Lord, they would be crying.
那是害怕到在那边哭，在那边发抖。They
would cry with trembling and with fear.
怪不得他们不愿意这一天到来。No
wonder that they don't look forward into this day.
你会不会也是这样？
Are you that kind of people?
你期待这一天到来吗? 还是不期待这一天到来?
Do you look forward into this day or not?
这就看你的信心，你的信仰，你努力什么?
That depends on how much you have worked.
你没有努力的，你千万不要像传道这样讲哦。我希望你来，你不要像我这样讲。
If you have not given in any effort in your faith, then you better hope not to say this.
你努力过后，你才可以这样讲。
You can only say this after you have worked hard enough.
好。 亲爱的兄弟姐妹,
Dear brethren,
当你见到主耶稣来时,
when you see the Lord coming,
是一见到主就笑, 还是一见到主就哭啊?
Do you smile or do you cry when you see Jesus?
我们再讲,
Let's continue.
第五个,
the fifth one.
我还没有见到你, 我就笑了。
Before I see you, I will already smile.
我们的题目是我见到你我才笑嘛。
But the title is I smile when I see.
这一次呢，我还没见到你我就笑了。
But this time is the case where I don't.
我没有见到你，我怎么会笑呢？
Before I even.
因为我想起你。
Because I think about.
我一想你我就笑了。
Every time I think of you, I smile.
这个是谁？
Who is it?
他想到谁？ 让他这么快乐， 想到他们就快乐。
Whom did he think of to make him so joyful?
你会不会这样？
Would you do that sometimes?
会啦，哪里不会？
Yes, you will.
想到我们的孩子啊， 想到我们的老婆啊。
You think about your children or your wife.
哦，我们想到他，我们就笑了。
You will smile.
虽然现在不能回家， 还在国外。
Even though you cannot go home yet.
但是， 我们来看腓立比书第一章。
Return to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
保罗想起他没有办法到腓立比教会去。
Paul was thinking about that he was unable.
可是他想到腓立比教会兄弟姐妹，他就笑了。
He was unable to go to Philippi, but whenever he thought of Philippi, he would smile.
这是他自己的见，他自己讲的，他自己的见。
This was in his own words, his testimony.
我们看腓立比书第一章，
Philippians chapter 1,
3-4节，
verse 3 to verse 4.
1-3，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。 每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，看到吗？ 他没有到腓立比教会啊。
He did not go to Philippi.
他写信给腓立比的教会。
He was only writing a letter to Philippi.
他说我常常想起你。
Saying that I often think of you.
这是真实。
This is true.
可是我一想到你们，我就感谢我的神。
And upon every remembrance of you, I thank my God.
我也常常为你们祷告。
And also I pray for you.
而且我每一次祷告的时候，好，为你们祷告的时候，我都是欢欢喜喜的，没有悲伤，
Every time, 没有
难过的。
Every time I pray for you, I was praying with joy, with no sorrow.
因为这个教会呢，是让保罗、让传道人得安慰的教会。
Because this was a church that brought comfort to the preacher, to Paul.
也是荣耀神的教会。
This was a church that glorified God.
这个教会非常成熟，非常爱神，非常爱传道人。
This church was mature and full of love for God and for the preacher.
所以虽然没有见面，
and although they didn't meet,
但想起就欢欢喜喜。
But every time they thought of, he thought of them, he would be full of joy.
这是保罗对腓立比教会独有的、特有的那种感情、那种喜乐、那种感情。
This was a very unique bond that Paul had with the church in Philippi.
因为这个教会呢，是负起耶稣使命的教会。
This was a church that was able to shoulder the commission of Jesus.
不是说他帮保罗帮很多，爱保罗爱很多，所以保罗很快乐。
Not to say that he was a kind and helpful to Paul.
当然，爱保罗，爱传道人，帮助传道人，那当然会让我们很快乐，那当然的。
And sure enough, if they did love Paul, that they would bring joy to Paul.
但更重要的是什么呢？
But what is more important?
保罗说：“我为什么想到你们我就快乐？因为从头一天一直到今天，
it's...
你们都是同心合意在兴旺福音呐。”
Because Paul testified that I'm joyful because you have all been united in prospering the gospel.
这种从头一天认识福音、接受福音到今天，你们没有间断的，你们对福音的热忱、对福音的支持
，since day one
没有间断过的。
You received the gospel and you have never ceased. You have never stopped supporting or prospering the gospel.
也没有忘记这个主耶稣的托付，福音的托付。
You have never forgotten the commission of Jesus Christ.
一直到今天还是这么同心合意。
Until this very day, you are still united.
这真的不容易、
This wasn't easy.
难道没有魔鬼的工作吗？没有魔鬼的破坏吗
？Would there be no work of Satan?
肯定是有的呀。
Surely the devil would be there.
你越爱神，越要传福音。魔鬼就 越要对付这个教会，越要伤害这个教会。
The more love you have for God, the more you want to preach the gospel, the more the devil would attack.
最重要的就是让你们不能够同心呐、
And more importantly, the devil would try to
一个要一个不要啊，一个这样做，另一个就批评，另一个就诽谤啊，另一个就拉后腿啊。
We try to
就在后面诽谤他。
We try to sabotage the unity in the church and trying to slander each other.
又拿出开会，又拿出什么规条来压他。
And
with the, 不能啊，你不可以这样做呀。
With the policies or the rules of the church to ban or to suppress.
可是他们自己没有做的，他们自己没有去做的。
They didn't do that.
人家要做的不给的，要很多条规了。
And they would.
你想这样怎么样来同心合意？
If that happens, how would they be united?
可是他们直到今天还是这样啊。
But until this day, they were united.
因为他们克服各种的困难。
Because they
他们的心爱神的心都一样，没有摇动。
They overcame every obstacle and challenge without being shaken.
爱真理的心，爱福音的心没有摇动，
heart,
所以才能够同心合意。
Their heart for the gospel, for the truth of the gospel.
今天我们这么多不同碰见，不是说意见不同这么简单。
Today we are not united.
意见不同，每个人都可以表达的，没问题的。
We are not united, not just because we have different opinions.
为什么不能够同心？
Why is it that we are not united?
因为爱真理的心不一样。
Because we have different kind of love for the truth of the gospel.
对福音的那个热忱不一样。
We are not, we don't.Love the gospel,
所以才会今天不能够同心
，which is why we are not united.
不只是意见不同啊
，not just different opinions.
意见算什么
？What are our opinions?
但是真理一样啊，爱福音的心一样，那就没问题啊。
If we had the same love for the gospel truth, then there would be no problem.
那今天如果爱福音的心、爱真理的心，哎呀，怎么今天这么分裂呢？这么多不能同心呢？
But if we actually
这是一个很莫名其妙的问题。
Had the same love for the gospel truth, then why would we be not united?
怪不得保罗一想起腓立比教会，一想起他们。我一想起你们，我就笑了。
No wonder whenever Paul thought of Philippi Church, he would smile.
那除了福音同心兴旺福音，还有一件就是很有爱心的教会。
Other than this church for prospering the gospel together, there were also a church of love.
因为大家都知道保罗曾经去支帐篷嘛，没有办法好好的做传道，跑去赚钱做生意赚钱。来养自己嘛，有没有
？Remember the time of when Paul had to work to as a tent maker. He wasn't able to support himself.
所以有一些不懂道理的圣职人员这样来责备我们。
And some church workers who did not understand the gospel rebuked us.
他说你们有手有脚应该去做工赚钱。
They rebuked the preacher for saying that since you have your hands, you have your legs, you should work yourself.
然后他就拿出保罗，你看保罗有手有脚，他自己去支帐篷啊。
Then he,
他自己养自己，他没有拿教会的钱。
This particular worker pointed out that Paul also worked himself and he was a tent maker.
保罗有没有发生过这样的事？
Did it happen to Paul?
他有没有去支帐篷去赚钱？有没有
？Did he make tents to earn money? Yes, he did.
真的去支帐篷呢？去卖卖拿一些钱来生活？真的有。
He made his own tents to sell to earn his living.
就是在哥林多教会牧养的时候。
When he was pastoring the church in Corinth.
但他为什么要这样去支帐篷呢
？But why did he have to make tents?
还要拿到街上去卖
？And to sell it on the streets.
他是传道人来的呢。
He was a full-time preacher.
他不是生意人，不是做生意的人呢。
He wasn't a trader.
因为教会不养他，教会不给他吃，不给他钱用呀，不给他饭吃呀。
It was purely because the church refused to take care of him.
这个政治人也还敢讲哦，有手有脚去自己去做工哦。
Now this church worker had the audacity to say that I had to work.
后来腓立比的教会听到保罗在哥林多这样的遭遇这么凄凉，送钱来啊。腓立比的弟兄姐妹筹钱，拿到哥林多这么遥远的地方拿钱给他用，给他吃饭，说你不要再做工了，你不要再去赚钱，你好好的做传道吧。
And later,
你本来最初请教你就是做传道，你为什么去做生意啊
？The church in Philippi, the church members in Philippi were full of love, and they were willing to send the money all the way from Philippi to Corinth to help Paul.
你看比较哥林多教会跟腓立比教会，一比较哪一个爱神，哪一个爱神的工人，一比较。清清楚楚。
When you put these two churches to compare, you can see who loves God.
哥林多教会也是保罗建立的，你知道吗？保罗去传福音，建立从零开始的，知道吗？哥林多教会。
The church in Corinth was also built by Paul. He first started the ministry.
是他对一个老工人，对一个这么爱他们的工人是这样的待遇。
And yet, the worker in the church who had loved them so much had been treated this way.
后来保罗拿到了这些腓立比的这些爱心帮助，他就没有再做了。就不需要再做了。
After Paul received this money from Philippi, and he finally was able to focus and have enough money to survive.
我曾经回答这个圣职人员。
I gave an answer to
this church. 你们要不要这样的传道？如果要去做工，自己赚钱找吃的，你们要不要这样传道？如果要，我明天我就去做工，去找工作。
My reply to this church worker who accused me was that if you want a preacher to work, then okay, I would work.
这样就是这样，我就没有办法说要去访问啊，要去做圣工了。来讲，没有办法，我有工作的，我有时间的呀。那请问，这个还是一个传道人吗？
Then,
还是一个献身的传道人吗？
Result,
还叫做一个全职的传道人吗
？I will not be a full-time worker in the church. I will not be able to visit the church or do anything for the church. I will be working elsewhere.
我今天为什么讲到这一点
？Why am I saying this？
就是为什么保罗一想起腓立比的教会就会笑？为什么？
The reason why Paul thinking of Philippi, he would smile.
有两个。
There was two reasons.
一个，他们爱神。
Firstly, because they love God.
就是传福音，就是爱神的表现。
They were loving God. They were prospering the gospel.
第二个，
they were especially the workers of God.
这两件事，爱神爱人。
Especially the workers of God.
这两件事，爱神爱人，他们腓立比都做到了。
Loving God and loving man, Philippi was able to do it.
你不可能说你爱神，但是不爱神的工人。
And you cannot say that you love God, but you refuse to love.
你说你爱神，但是不爱弟兄姐妹。
God's workers or God's brothers.
圣经说这是撒谎的，这是欺骗，这是真理不在他心里。
And the Bible says that you are lying. There's no truth in your heart.
怪不得我都还没有见到你，我只是想起你，我就笑了。怪不得啊。
No wonder that even before I see you, I will already smile.
如果我们马来西亚有这样的教会，有这样的兄弟姐妹，老实说，我想起他们，我也会笑。我祷告中也会笑。
If we find a church like that in Malaysia, and there will be a church when I think of, and I will smile.
我们再讲最后一个。
The last one.
就是圣经有一个人物哈。
There's a Bible character.
大家一见到他，大家都笑的，知道吗？
A man that whom everyone sees and everyone will laugh.
不是一两个人看到他笑哦，大家一看到他都笑的。
Everyone sees him and they will smile.
连讨厌他的人哦。嫉妒他的人一看到他也笑的哦。
Even people who envy him or are jealous of him, that was smile.
曼宁哦，曼宁安金耀哦。
What kind of man is this?
连仇啊那些嫉妒他的人看到也会笑。
Even those who are jealous of him, that was smile.
这人是谁猜得到吗
？Can you guess who is this man?
创世纪的。
In Genesis.
他的名字叫做笑。
His name actually means to laugh or to smile.
谁啊？谁的名字叫做笑？
Whose name means to laugh?
笑就是快乐的笑了，喜笑，快乐的笑。
Laugh it with joy.
谁啊？想得起吗？那两位撒巴的姐妹。
撒巴 sisters.
以撒呀。
Isaac.
以撒的名的意思不是叫做笑吗？
Isaac means to laugh, smile.
我笑了。
I smile.
他也笑了。
He also smiles.
大家都笑了。
Everyone smiles.
妈妈也笑了。
The mom smiles.
爸爸也笑了。
Father smiles.
家里的人全部都笑。
Everyone at home smiles.
我们看创世纪十八章。
Return to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis 18.
13到15。
Verse 13 to verse 15.
十八章13到15。来。一二三。耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑说，我既已年老，我真能生养吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉就害怕，不承认说，我没有笑。那位说，不然你是在笑了。那个他的妈妈还没有生这个以撒的时候，只是听到神说他会怀孕，妈妈听到就开始笑了。
Before the mother was even pregnant with Isaac, and just hearing that she would be
这个孩子还没生下来，听说神说他要怀孕生子，他就笑了。
That she would have a son, and she was laughing away.
不过那个笑呢是不幸的笑
，but this laugh was
是没有信心的笑
，was a laugh of disbelief.
啊。那当他妈妈见到以撒真的生下来的时候呢，又在笑了，是真正的笑了。
But after the mother gave birth to Isaac, she was also laughing, in genuine joy.
而且一家人都笑了。
And his whole family were laughing.
看创世纪二十一章。
Genesis chapter 21.
我们来读这个第六节就好吧。
Verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他儿子以撒生的时候，亚伯拉罕年100岁，撒拉说，神使我嬉笑，凡听见的必与我一同嬉笑。啊，真正孩子生下来的时候，他笑了。
When she was finally able to give birth, she laughed.
那凡听见的人，也看见的人都跟他一样笑了。
And that all who hear and see him will also laugh with me.
啊，所以神啊，以撒的名字叫做以撒，是神给的，你知道吗？这个名字神给的。
The name Isaac has been given by God.
不是父母给的，知道吗
？Not a name given by his parents.
说你的孩子这个叫做笑，叫他笑，大家都笑，大家看到他都会笑。
But、named him that named him after the word laugh.
那啊，记载在哪里？那个以撒是神的名给他起，是记载在哪里
？Where is it recorded that God was the one who named him？
你们自己找一下啊。
You look for it yourself.
那为什么说嫉妒他的人也笑呢
？How is it that even the jealous ones also laugh？
那就是那个就是夏甲。还有夏甲的儿子啊。
That's Hagar and her son.
哦，看到这个以撒的时候也是笑哦。
When they saw Isaac, they also laughed.
但那个笑呢，是讥笑他、轻视他、讥笑他的笑。
But that
kind of laugh 不是很快乐的笑，是讥笑他的笑。
Was the kind that they laughed mockingly without joy.
我一见你就笑，有两个意思的。
Therefore, when I see you, I laugh.
一个是真的很快乐的笑。
It could mean that I laugh out of genuine joy.
一个是我见到你就笑，是笑你傻、笑你懵、笑你蠢、笑你很好笑、讥笑你。
That I laugh at you mockingly.
哦，所以人家看到你就笑，你不要很快乐哦。他那个笑是什么笑？你要搞清楚先哦。
Therefore, don't think that every kind of laugh or smile is a genuine one.
那以撒这个名呢，是真正名副其实的。我一见你就笑，是真实的。
The name Isaac literally means that I smile when I see you.
到最后连神都在笑。
And at the end, even God was smiling.
嗯，神看到亚伯拉罕笑了，看到以撒笑了，看到整家人都笑了。神也笑了，神也快乐了。
And God saw Isaac, God saw his family, Abraham as well, and God was smiling away.
特别是以撒也愿意献给神的时候，那个爸爸献以撒的时候
，Especially
神看到神也笑了，
moment,
太高兴了。
The moment when his father Abraham offered his son of Isaac, God saw this and God was smiling.
神马上从天上说：“你一点都不可以伤害这个孩子，你开玩笑啊
！”Immediately God came down.
他这么 美丽，这么纯洁，这么顺服，这么荣耀神，你敢伤他，你一点都不可以伤害他，是不是？
To command him not to lay a finger or not to hurt this child who is so pure and so holy.
所以以撒不单只让家人笑，也让神笑。
Therefore, not only did Isaac bring a smile or laugh to his family, but also to God.
这就是我们今天最后讲的，名副其实的，我一见你就笑。
This is as the name says, I smile when I see you.
最后我要讲教会一个信徒。
I want to talk about a member of the church.
你知道吗？我们教会有一个信徒叫做喜乐，他的名字叫做喜乐。
His name is Joy.
喜乐就是以撒的意思咯，笑咯。
Joy actually means Isaac.
他真的很爱主。
He loves God.
很爱教会。
He loves the church.
他非常爱传道人。
He loves the preachers.
也爱那些很关心那些贫穷的弟兄。
He also shows a lot of concern to those who are poor.
嗯。而且他的这种爱呢，很低调，很低调。
His kind of love was a very low key.
他也不是想做了一些好事，做了一些爱心事，然后就要被安利，然后做负责人，要做这个做，他都没有这种动机，也没有这样的意愿。
He had no motives or intention to want to be promoted into a certain post for doing.
他这种爱可以几乎很多教会都可以做见证。
And in fact, that his kind of love was worthy of testimony.
意思说是真实的。
That means it is true.
不是做给人看的。
It is not done for show.
我认识他到现在就二十几年。
I know him until now for 20 years.
二十几年到现在还一模一样，没有这种爱，这种关心。爱传道人，爱弟兄，没有改变过。到今天二十几年。
For the past 20 years, he has never changed his way of loving the church and also the preachers.
这么爱神的 弟兄姐妹，这么爱神的信徒，怎么不安利他做执事啊
？A church a brother.
他的爱心、他的信心、他的表现，竟然超过我们啊！超过一些执事，超过一些传道人，超过一些长老。我跟你讲，
Who loves
我这句话要是真正负责任讲的。
Who loves God and loves man so much, and he was even able to surpass the love of the preachers.
这为什么没有提名他呢？
But why is it? Why was he?
特别是那个教会常常在争啊，要做执事啊，要被安利啊，争来争去在吵架的呀。
Why was he not nominated, especially in that church?
我讲这句话也要负责任，是确实是这样的呀。
I'm accountable for what I say here.
知道的人就知道我在讲哪一间教会。
Those who know, you know which church I'm talking about.
到今天还是在争的呀。
They are still striving for this position.
你没有提名我，你提名其他的，我就反对到底。
If you don't nominate me, I would resist you. I will oppose.
那要就大家一起提名，我也有，你也有。
And either you nominate everyone.
可是你有，我有的时候，另外一个也不甘愿，又来攻，又来破坏，
you know,
又来找出什么名，什么写信啊，什么一大堆的控告信。
But when there are too many nominations and people start sabotaging each other,
那个教会案例只是乱到今天还在乱。
The way they nominated the deacons, it is so chaotic.
已经安了的就不能够推翻了嘛，也这么多年了嘛。
And if they have anointed anyone, it would not be.
这二十几年想要再安利的都不成功。
It would not be reversible.
到现在都一个都不成功。
It would not be reversible.
有这样的教会的吗
？Could not. Is there such a church?
可是里面却有这样的信徒。
There are such people.
真正的爱神。
And among them, there's this brethren who truly love God,
爱传道人，
love the church and the preachers.And the brothers and sisters.
这是真正的很谦卑的信徒。
A truly humble brethren.
但是教会却不看重这样的信徒。
But the church does not esteem such a,
因为他也不要
such a brethren.
他不要，可是教会可以征求的，教会可以去鼓励的呀。
This brethren doesn't want to be nominated, but the church could have encouraged.
我看如果他答应了，本来美好的这个侍奉啊，他有目的的，他有动机的，他想要被安利。
Perhaps,
结果这个爱心又被污染了，被污秽了，
perhaps if
肮脏了，变成。
He was nominated, and his kind of love would be taken as a sign of a show, and also to a.
所以我心里后来也想，好了，最好不要，干干净净。你的爱心一直存到永远，存到天，带到天国去。
So、came,
干干净净，没有利益，没有讨好人，没有想要被安利，要这个样都没有。
So I came to a conclusion where I should just leave it be and let him not be nominated so that his love remains pure and not tainted with interest.
他的名字不是错，来到教会才改名字的。
He didn't change.
他是外邦人的时候就叫做喜乐了，他的名字就叫做喜乐。我不要讲他姓什么，我讲姓什么你就知道他是谁。
His name was not given by the church. Before he came to believe, he already had that name.
他是后来才信主的，知道吗？
And later he was converted.
他是真正名副的喜乐的弟兄。
And
大家见到他讲到他谈到他想到他也笑我现在讲到他我心里也快乐
And this was the brother that I really smile when I think of him
愿教会所有蒙恩的人都有这个喜乐的见证
May all who receive grace in the church have this testimony of joy
愿我们每个人的名字在神的心里都是喜乐你的名字叫做喜乐
May all our names in the eyes of God be called joy
这个名字神给的神说 你的儿子生下来你要叫喜乐要叫以撒喜乐
Just as God had named this child of Abraham
因为他带给大家喜乐
Because he is one who brings joy
他也带给家庭喜乐
He brings laughter to the family
带给教会喜乐
Brings joy to the church
带给传道人喜乐
Brings joy to the preachers
带给神喜乐
Brings joy to God
兄弟
Brethren
Nice to meet you
Nice to meet you.
遇见你是非常的美好，非常的喜乐。
Such a pleasure to meet you. Such great joy.
唱诗
Sing a hymn.
452首
452.